It is time once again for our wonderful water segment here on 97.9 The Hill, done in partnership with the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. They are our community's partner for clean drinking water and environmental protection. And the folks over at Owosso make sure that every time we turn on our taps, safe drinking water comes out, and that every time we flush our toilet, facilities are available to convey and clean your wastewater. And each year, Owosso produces water quality and wastewater report cards for everyone in the community to learn about more about where their water comes from and how Owosso treats that water for drinking, as well as how Owosso then protects the environment with high wastewater treatment standards. The report card outlines how Owosso is performing, and more information about water priorities for the future are on there too. Both report cards are now available on Owosso's website, and joining us today to talk a little bit more about this work in studio, we have Monica Dodson, who is Owosso's water supply and treatment manager, and we also have Will Lawson, who is Owosso's wastewater treatment and biosolids recycling manager. Monica and Will, thank you so much for joining us on Wonderful Water.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So we usually do this segment each time this year and catch up on these report cards as you put them out. They usually are coming out at different times, and we get kind of a different summary of the past year at different times. But we're talking about them together at this point, and I'm curious, how much overlap do your jobs have in common? Because, I feel like we're usually talking about these components a little separately. So, Monica, let's start with you. Is there any kind of overlap that jumps out?
Yeah, in our jobs, Will and I both manage water, a vital resource for our community that affects public and environmental health. On the drinking water side, our team takes water from our raw water reservoirs, Cane Creek and University Lake, and treats it to drinking water standards. We then deliver the water through a system of about 400 miles of pipe throughout the system to our customers' homes and businesses here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro community.
Yeah. And Will?
So on the wastewater side, we actually take the water that the community has already used, or the sewer, and we actually treat it at the wastewater plant, bringing it back to a level that we can release to the creek. Our main goal is to protect the local waterways, and of course the water that we treat is released into Morgan Creek, which eventually goes to Jordan Lake. Some of the water that we also treat is sent back to the university as reclaimed water, and they utilize that for irrigation and in their chiller systems. But the wastewater plant also does produce a biosolid product, which is a fertilizer that can be utilized in our local farms.
Yeah, and I would say that one way that our work for the community is the same is that we work around the clock providing these services to our community. Our treatment plants are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, or in the case of 2024, 366 days. The flow never stops coming or going.
Yeah, I imagine we use this segment to kind of educate our listeners on water, but I imagine that everybody understands the importance of both of your systems working as well as possible all year round. So along those lines, I'm curious, what will the community see in this year's report cards for both of your sides of the operations, Monica?
Yeah, so for the water side, we're proud to report that once again, Owosso met or surpassed all state and federal standards for drinking water quality. Not only that, we participate in something called the Partnership for Safe Water that holds us to even higher water quality standards, and we met those goals as well. So it's certainly work that we're proud of and hope that the community is proud of too. In addition to information about drinking water quality results, the Water Quality Report Card also highlights efforts underway to tackle certain challenges in drinking water quality as well as infrastructure. And one of the challenges that we've been tackling is service line inventory. So Owosso has been conducting an inventory of the material making up the pipes across our community. We have a really good handle on the main lines in our service area, but our teams have been working to identify the private service lines, and those are the lines that connect the customers' homes to Owosso's water distribution system. And in this inventory, we're specifically looking for pipes or service lines that are made of lead. And to date, we've found no service lines that are made of lead.
That is certainly encouraging. I imagine everybody has in the back of their mind, too, what was going on with UNC as they were kind of going through their own audit out of necessity as well not that long ago. Will, I want to turn to you. What are some of the results we've seen kind of on the flip side, on the wastewater side of things?
Sure. 2023 was a great year for the wastewater plant as well. And in their report card, you'll see several of our accomplishments and achievements. One of the main things of the wastewater treatment process is to remove phosphorus and nitrogen. just because of their effects on local waterways. And this past year, we actually were 11% below our permit limit dealing with nitrogen. And on removal of phosphorus, we were around 85% below our limit. In addition, we also sent back roughly around 700,000 gallons a day of reclaimed water to the university. And again, this also helps us with our permit by reducing the amount of water that we actually discharge into the creek. But also keep in mind that the report card will summarize all of this as well.
Of course. We're speaking with Will Lawson, the Owosso Wastewater Treatment and Biosolids Recycling Manager, who you just heard there. We also have Monica Dodson, who's Owosso's Water Supply and Treatment Manager, in the studio with us, talking about the report cards we have just gotten from both of those sides of the Owosso operation. Owosso.org, the website, as Owosso is bringing us our wonderful water segment this month. And along those lines, accessing those report cards, I imagine that folks can find them right online. Anything else that people need to know when it comes to just being able to like find or kind of interpret those report cards, Monica?
Yeah, so you're right. So they are available on Owosso's website, owosso.org. They're available in both English and Spanish. If folks haven't already, they should be receiving some postcards from Owosso that has some highlights from our water quality report card. And if customers don't have access to these resources, they can reach out to us directly, and we will email them or mail them copies of the full reports.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about Owosso's efforts to protect the environment, and obviously both treatment and in terms of making sure wastewater stays where it is a big part of that. So I think our listeners often are saying, you know, what can we do to help, especially when it comes to helping the environment? And Will, I'm curious to what your response is to that. If somebody is listening to this and going, what can I do to help Owosso in its efforts to help the environment? What is your response?
So the wastewater report card actually lists several tips for the community to actually help us. And we cannot harp enough about the three P's. So those are the only things that you really need to flush down the toilet. That's pee, poop, and toilet paper. Flushable wipes should not be flushed down the toilet. They will cause a possible clog within your house or business, and then of course out into the community where we can also have a sewer overflow. Grease should not be disposed of down your drain as well, because it can also cause an overflow in your system.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot. And Monica, on the water treatment side and supply side, what can folks do to help the environment?
Yeah, so on the water side, the community can do a lot from the drinking water side to help protect our water supply. Customers with irrigation systems, swimming pools, and sprinkler systems should make sure that their backflow prevention devices are properly maintained and inspected annually. Backflow prevention is critical at preventing contamination of our community's drinking water. I also want to recognize that our community members are great stewards of water use. We have a very water-wise community, which helps extend the use of our water supply and help keep water shortages at bay.
Yeah, that's certainly helpful. I know in the past when we've talked about these report cards, PFAS comes up a lot, and that's still a topic that a lot of folks are curious about and interested in when it comes to water quality and getting our water. So I'm curious, how is Owosso continuing to address PFAS as we've talked about before? Have there been any changes from years prior to 2023, and how is that represented in these report cards? Monica?
Yeah, the Owosso's had an active monitoring program for PFAS compounds since 2018. We've been monitoring our reservoirs and treated drinking water. We have detected these compounds in Cane Creek Reservoir and our treated drinking water. We're using this monitoring data to help us make decisions in reducing these compounds in our drinking water. We have been able to optimize our current treatment process, which has significantly reduced these compounds in our drinking water. And we have a project underway to design and construct an advanced treatment facility that will further reduce these compounds in the community's drinking water.
Yeah, looking forward to learning about that as it progresses. And Will, on your side, how does PFAS in the wastewater operations surface?
So the wastewater team has also been monitoring for PFAS as well. The regulations as far as PFAS goes on wastewater treatment and biosolids is lagging a little bit behind the drinking water side. But we've still been monitoring to make sure that we get a good baseline on what we actually got coming in the facility and going out the back. So we're looking to make sure that we've got good enough information to actually have some focus and guidance whenever regulatory requirements come
Once again, we're speaking with Will Lawson and Monica Dodson of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, OWASA.org, their website. And to wrap things up, is there anything else that y'all want to add that you think is important for folks to know today about the report cards or your side of OWASA operations? Anything you want to close on?
Sure. You can always go to the OWASA website, so that's OWASA.org, where we've got a ton of good information for the community about what you all need to do for us, water conservation, and anything that you can do to help us continue to treat water to the highest quality and protect the environment.
Yeah. And Monica, anything to add?
Yeah, you know, I would just add that Will and I and the water wastewater teams enjoy the work that we do. We love to provide tours of our facilities. So if we've got folks out there that are interested in learning more about what we do, we encourage them to reach out and schedule tours with us.
Absolutely. Well, once again, OWASA.org, the website to go to. The new water quality and wastewater report cards are out now. Monica Dodson, the OWASA Water Supply and Treatment Manager, and Will Lawson, the Wastewater Treatment and Biosolids Recycling Manager, thank you so much for joining us once again on Wonderful Water and for bringing us all this great information.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.